Thank you for calling Next Field. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Hi, good morning. Happy Easter. My name is Dawn. I'm calling from the Home Depot store, 6218, and I'm looking for an install for a customer.
Okay, can I have the PO number associated?
I have a phone number.
Okay.
Okay. It is 860-605-4782.
It was eight.
Jason St. Jean. Oh, I'm sorry, what?
It was 860-605-4782.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I'm going to place you on a report while I go ahead and try to locate it by the phone number.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. The system is still searching, ma'am. It just takes a little longer to search by the phone number without the order number.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Again, thank you for holding, ma'am. The system is still searching.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, here I am.
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Oh,
so,
oh no worries.
Right. Later
yeah,
on. I'll come and get you.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
Thank you for holding, ma'am. Can I have the customer's first and last name and address?
Yes, it's Jason St. Jean, and it's 57 Rock. Oh, hold on. Rock Road in Burlington, Connecticut, 06013.
Thank you for verifying that information. Showing that this is showing that this is in reschedule status shows on the first, the tech called in. He stated he gave the customer a call and stated that it was supposed to be scheduled for today. I did inform him of the note stating that they're not in the area on today, and I did advise that the customer they would have to send an email over regarding that, and they did confirm that they're not in the area, so it has to be rescheduled.
So, because the customer's on my line and he's under the impression he's getting it today.
I did advise him of the notes as well that they informed him on the 29th that it had to be moved to Thursday due to they were not in the area.
My understanding is we only go to that area on Thursday?
That is correct. They're not in the area on Saturday.
Gotcha. All right. So is he scheduled for this Thursday?
It was scheduled for last Thursday, but he stated that he was not available.
Right.
And he stated it's supposed to be scheduled for Saturday, and I informed him of the notes. When I advised that I would send the email, and the email confirmed that they're not in the area on Saturday, so it has to be rescheduled.
Okay. He's on my other line. Could you hold for me so I can tell him that and let him pick the Thursday that they are in the area?
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much.
The next generation that's riding it.
Jason? Oh, sorry.
On the end or stand in the basket, climbing on displays, running through the store, skating, and recreational motorized devices are also a no-no. Please help us keep your little helpers safe. At the Home Depot, we're doing our part so our customers and associates stay safe. Due to local ordinances, all individuals are required to wear a facial covering while in public. The CDC recommends the use of facial coverings to slow the spread of COVID-19. When we all do our part, we can keep each other protected. Thank you. Did you know if your home was built before 1978, there's a chance it has lead-based paint? The Home Depot wants to keep you safe. So if you think you're working on a project that involves lead-based paints, take care. Visit the EPA's website for more information. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks so much for holding. He's going to cancel it. He's not going to have an install. He's just going to cancel it, and I'm just going to refund his money.
Okay, I'll go ahead and.
So apparently he didn't listen. Apparently he didn't listen to anything you said. He says, "What do you think? I'm making this up?" I said, "Well, you're telling me one thing, and the install people are telling me that they told you." So, don't worry about it. You have a great weekend and happy Easter.
You too. Thank you for calling XPO. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.